All right, so we're back. It's been another week. Chimmy is remote today. He is on the telephone because I'm lazy. I don't feel like packing up my shit and going to his house.
Hey, you should have came here, bro. That's all I'm saying.
I probably should have. I mean, afterwards, would it make sense if I just went there? Because I kind of want to go in the pool. I went outside for 2 seconds, and it's 1,000 degrees outside. You know?
Yeah, hot and humid.
Yeah. Hot and humid. Makes your balls stick to the side of your leg. Yeah!
This is where we stick it in your...
This is the place where we... Okay. All right. I swear I'm going to update the soundboard so that we have our own sounds on there. I've just been so lazy. Every time I ever have free time in front of the computer, I'm either just zoning out on YouTube or I'm...
Every time we do it, I'm going to be like, no, let's use it one more time.
Yeah, I know. That should actually, you know what? Fuck it. We'll just use the stock intro song that comes with a Rodecaster Pro. We can't be the only podcast in the world that decided to use that, though, right? Can we?
Probably not.
I don't know. Hey, fucking a suckin' a stick it a dick it a poo. See? Yeah. So, it's been a big week. A lot of shit happened. Britney Spears, some shit. Who gives a fuck about her because it's 2021? Something about her? I don't know.
Well, I don't know, like, the whole story, but I guess, like, when she got really big and famous early on, her dad or parents or something, like, got control over, like, everything.
Forever?
Not forever.
But, yeah, it's a little weird to me because she's like 2 years older than me, and she's arguing with her parents about money or whatever, isn't it? Isn't that so?
I think that's the gist of it. Yeah.
Yeah, I've got like a computer in front of me, and I'm just like, "What's going on, Jeff?" Like Jeff Tremor is the internet. Chimichanga Internet, brought to you by the power of the skateboard that he rode here. I don't know. Hey. And then what else happened this week? Derek Chauvin. Is that how you say it? Chauvin. Like chauvinistic.
That piece of shit.
Yeah, that guy is gonna eat shit for the rest of his life. You know what I was reading? It was a really good book. I just got through it today and finished it. I put a fork in it. I got through all 380 pages of whatever it was. You remember the Silk Road? The first Silk Road?
Yes, I saw that book.
Yes. I got through American Kingpin by whatever. And I never really looked at that story. When it was a developing story, I thought it was interesting to the extent of, oh, the computer hacker guy had his shit taken away, you know, but they were like, oh, he got arrested. He's in jail, whatever. He had a 3-week trial. After a mere 21 days, they decided that he's fucked forever and he's in jail forever. And I remember at the time being like, oh, okay. That's a little fucked up. 'Cause he didn't actually sell any drugs. It's like, to me, I looked at it like, you know, let's say you built a house and then someone else killed somebody inside that house. It would be like, because you built the house, you're getting charged with murder. That's the way I looked at it. Why is he a drug trafficker just because he set up a website? You know, that was my, that was my line of thinking. You know, illegal shit gets sold on eBay too, you know, like bootleg DVDs and stuff. And eBay has a clause on there. Hey, you're responsible for your own shit. eBay's not responsible for stolen merchandise and stuff. I think what the guy was guilty of, well, this was my old reasoning. What I thought the guy was guilty of was not having lawyers protecting his ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, not having a tight enough clause that, you know, saying something to the effect of, hey, if you sell drugs in here, it's on you. I'm not going to pay attention. I'm only going to take a commission away what you do. We're not moderating this. We're an unmoderated eBay.
You know, no, when it's a platform that huge, what, you're going to have everybody sign a fucking waiver? Or like, no.
I mean, eBay's bigger, and yeah, you got to sign a waiver to be have a thing. I get an email once a year saying that they updated their terms. I don't think it's impossible.
Oh, well, yeah.
But the guy who got popped, Ross Ulbricht, turns out he is indeed a colossal piece of shit. The book kind of made him look innocent, and, you know, there were good parts to who he is, I guess, but that guy legitimately put out hits on six people. And you know the most embarrassing part about that? How he was, no, you kill this guy. No, you kill this guy. It turned out to all be bullshit. Nobody killed anybody. He just paid people to say that the other guy got killed. he paid out something crazy, like $600,000 to people who were supposedly killing other people. No one killed anybody at all, ever, from what they can tell. So he's in jail like, I'm a nonviolent drug offender. No, you're somebody. He legitimately.
No, you're a piece of shit, yeah. And you're where you're supposed to be.
Indeed.
Exactly. Same with Derek Chauvin. And yes. 22 and a half years isn't enough.
That was going to be my next point, my friend. That was my next point. The guy leaned on a guy's neck until he died. The dude told him he was in pain, screamed out for his mom, and the guy still leaned on his neck until that person died. And even after he was dead, he was still on there. I mean, what was the time? Dave Chappelle did a whole thing on it. It's like 8 minutes and something.
Eight minutes, yeah.
More than that, though, is like, oh, it broke the eight-minute mark, you know? I mean, for reference, we've been recording now for 6 minutes and 38 seconds, and they still got a minute and change to go of him leaning on a man's neck. I mean, it doesn't take that long to strangle somebody to death. I think it's only 6 minutes, and then brain damage is there, you know, until your CPU is gone. But I think it's fucked up that Derek Chauvin. Yeah, all right.
No, Chauvin.
Yeah, I can't pronounce his name. But he's a piece of shit anyway, so let's call him Derek Chauvin. Chauvin... He got 22 and a half years, which I think is bullshit. He should have gotten life in prison. I mean, if Ross Ulbricht created the Silk Road, didn't sell any drugs. I mean, actually, the only thing that he got caught for was, the only thing that he actually sold on there, not got caught for, forgive the for the clusterfuck of words that I put there, is he sold magic mushrooms. That's how he got started, is it was just a site just selling magic mushrooms. He probably should have just stood, you know, just stayed there doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
You got a little.
Sell some boomers. Why not, bro?
Yeah. Why not, bro? Make everybody happy, bro. That's one of those drugs that I think are excusable for selling. The only drug that people really do that I think is completely inexcusable in every capacity is that fucking heroin bullshit. And that fentanyl crap that they pass off, like, no, man, it's pure heroin. And then people, yeah, it's 100 times stronger. So people.
That and meth. Eh.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah. Is meth really that bad? I mean, I've never.
Yeah.
Yeah? I mean, they used to give me Ritalin. That's meth.
No, that's an amphetamine. That's not a methamphetamine.
It's methamphetamine with extra steps to it. Less battery acid made at Pfizer as opposed to your grandmother's basement when she isn't there.
made by a doctor.
Yeah.
In a laboratory.
Right. So that makes it safe, right? If a doctor prescribes it, it's not harmful. No. I mean, look at Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson. was really taken well care of by his doctors. You know, you got to trust these people. They know what they're doing. And I mean, if you look at Michael Jackson today, he looks great. Yeah. So, I mean, you really got to take everything with a grain of salt. You can't just go on a doctor's word, you know? That's why they have that whole notion of a second opinion, I think.
If it's something serious, I mean, you should definitely get a second pair of eyes be like, hey, what's going on here?
Second pair of hands, you know? Dr. Feelgood medicine isn't always good for you. But that's really what got Michael Jackson in the end, right? He was hooked on all, you know, besides all the plastic surgery and crap he was addicted to, he was legitimately addicted to taking, like, propofol to go to sleep. Like, that guy would get so wackadooed on everything that he took. It just was going to catch up with him eventually, you know? But that doctor got in trouble, too. So at what point does somebody's own agency come into the equation?
I don't know.
Because if somebody prescribes me something, I still have the ability to say to myself, that was the recommendation, I'm not taking this.
Oh, well, like a doctor can prescribe you, like, here, like, you can take this medicine. And if you yourself, like, choose to take more than you're supposed to, then is it really on the doctor? I don't know.
I think they do take it by, like, a case-by-case basis because, you know, let's say that I have a prescription for, fuck it, you know, they took out my wisdom teeth and they gave me Valium. If I eat the whole bottle of Valium and die, which that would probably happen. I mean, I don't know anything about that drug, really, other than it's an opiate-based thing.
I wouldn't eat a whole bottle.
Yeah, but it would kill you. So, but is that the doctor's fault? No. So what I don't understand, I don't know. We already made fun of Michael Jackson like two episodes ago. I'm not going to go into this whole thing with him again, but... Yeah, the long and the short of it, though, is I don't really think that Ross Ulbricht should have gotten as severe sentence as he got. He should have gotten, you know what would have been appropriate? Is if Ross Ulbricht got the kind of sentence that...
Derek Chauvin got?
Yeah, Siobhan. I think Siobhan and Ross Ulbricht should swap sentences. 22 and a half years seems appropriate. Siobhan. For starting a drug. I mean, because he's not facilitating every single... drug transaction, and those drug transactions were going to happen anyway. You know what I mean? It was just gonna happen.
Yeah, but it came from one place, a source.
No, it didn't come from one place.
Follow the money back, backtrack it, and it leads to him.
Right, but I mean, that's like saying the same thing with eBay. I mean, eBay is not selling 10 billion pairs of sunglasses a day, but they get a cut. You know, it's providing a, you know, it's like eBay for drugs or Amazon for drugs.
People get addicted to sunglasses?
I mean, I'm sure there's some lame person in the world. Hey, I just need another pair, bro. Yeah, so but then again, it comes back to agency, you know. Your own agency should have something to do with it. I mean, Derek Chauvin should get a rougher sentence than what he got. Because he knew exactly what the fuck he was doing.
Yeah.
That whole video, he's got this look on his face like, I got that motherfucker. And the lady's, hey, you don't need to do that. That's unnecessary. Get up off of him. And he's just looking at the camera.
Yeah.
Fucking asshole it's, cop face. But.
He's a piece of shit. I really hope there isn't some bullshit circumstance where like, oh, he gets... let out because of good behavior
usually when you get handed a number of years, like let's say you get 22 and a half years, he's probably going to do like 19 and a half. You do like 85% of whatever they give you as long as you're well behaved. But if you behave like a piece of shit in there, you know, like if Chauvin has a shank or something, they just tack it on to your sentence. They just hold you in there. Like, what are you going to do, run? They go, oh, all right, well, I guess you get a day out to go to court over this shank.
He's probably going to have a target on his back, too, though.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, come on, is he going to be in PC the whole time? Like, just, you know, different police officers, like, oh, you know, this is going to be my job for the year 2022, watching Siobhan in his cell do his hair and making sure he doesn't get stabbed or shanked or whatever.
I don't know.
Oh, John McAfee died too. Did you hear about that? You know who that guy is, right?
Who?
John McAfee. He's the guy who makes the McAfee antivirus shit.
Oh, McAfee. What?
Yeah, he was, you know, he's worth millions and millions of dollars, and he's one of these libertarian guys, kind of like Ross Ulbricht, you know, really smart with technology and shit, and the guy essentially was doing some sort of tax evasion with the United States of America, and he was in Spain. I don't know the whole story of why he was in Spain, but the guy was supposed to be extradited, but instead of getting extradited into the United States, the guy decided to off himself in the cell. So he's dead now. The guy who made all the antivirus and stuff. I'm amazed you didn't hear about that.
Poor bastard.
Aren't you a cable news guy? I thought you were a cable news guy.
I listen to NPR, that's it.
Yeah, just a little NPR.
That's it.
You're joining us at NPR. You're driving the car. This... Oh, yes. Another day at the library with NPR.
This station.
I got a cell phone a long time ago, probably in 2005 or 2006. And you know who sold me the cell phone?
Who?
Kyone Wolf. You know who Kyone Wolf is?
No.
This is This is NPR. I'm Kyone Wolf.
I do know who that is.
Yeah,
yes, I do.
She's a cool chick, man. I mean, I've talked to her a bunch. Every time I've talked to her, she never remembers me, though. Hi. And then I tell her the same story. Hey, you sold me a phone. You used to work for T-Mobile. You sold me a phone. Oh, yeah.
Do you know how many people she probably talks to?
Yeah, she's kind of a famous person, I guess. But I've seen her.
Talks to a lot of people, so don't feel bad if you're like, hi, I'm Chris. Like, who?
Hi, I'm Nobody. Nice to meet you, Nobody. I was actually debating changing my rap name to that.
Nobody?
So, yeah, Nobody. Nobody else is called Nobody, so. Oh, man. Yeah, I've been uninspired all week.
I mean, you could do a side project alias Nobody, but I would keep Brash.
Yeah, I'm not... Here's the thing. I'm like 17 years deep into being Brash. I can't really change it at this point. Although no one's really listening to me. I get like 100 people a month listening to my Spotify or whatever. So, you know, I think if I switch names, I'd pretty much still be where I am. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm ripping up the charts or something. And I wouldn't be the first artist to change his name either. You know, remember when Prince did that shit? Hi, I'm Squiggly Arrow with Circle. Everybody would be like, the artist formerly known as Prince. Dude, that shit was obnoxious, I thought, all the way back then. Because, you know.
At the time, I really didn't give a fuck. And now, I don't give a fuck either. But, yeah, rest in peace.
Yeah, why did he change his name?
I don't know.
Yeah, I have no idea why that guy changed his name. To me, it's like a wacky thing to do. I might do it. Who knows? I'm gonna pod something up. This is apparently Prince's explanation behind why he changed his name. I really hate these stupid ads because now I'm waiting for it. I just want to hear it.
It's fine.
I just want to hear the thing. Person.
Most people don't get famous with one name and then change it, right? Would you say? What's the story of that?
I had searched deep within my heart and spirit, and I wanted to make a change and move to a new plateau in my life. And one of the ways in which I did that was to change my name. It sort of divorced me from the past and all the hang-ups that go along with it.
Why then did Holy you shit. Choose the artist formerly known as?
Well, I didn't choose that. That was chosen.
It chosen for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
What would you have chosen?
I mean,
did you think of a name? What is your name at birth?
My name at birth was Prince Rogers Nelson. Yeah.
So did you think of Nelson?
No.
Rogers?
No.
Were you thinking of a name?
No, it didn't come to me like that.
So how did the artist formerly known as come about?
Well, that came up through people's problem with, mainly the media's problem with not having a pronunciation for the symbol.
Yeah, so instead of going... They were like, no, that doesn't work. This is the artist formerly known as Prince, because it's just that symbol. It's like a cross with a crossy, swirly.
It almost looks like like an ankh,
Yeah,
a like an Egyptian, like search Egyptian ankh,
I know what
and
it
that shit is
is.
gonna be like exactly what Prince's emblem
It's
was.
supposed to be a love symbol, but I absolutely identify with, oh, divorce myself from the past and move forward. Bro, I need a little bit of that. I've been working on this album called Becoming Nobody now for, it's changed names like five times, but it's been years, dude. I keep releasing just single MP3s for people and stuff, but I'm starting to feel stressed by my lack of, like, the beats are coming, no problem. The lyrics, I don't know what's going on with me, man. It's like I need to meditate more or I need to read. I was getting stressed out about it this weekend because, I did plan on writing to one of these beats that I have cooking up, and it just didn't happen. And because I'm not inspired, and I'm totally familiar with what the war of art is and how to make sure that I'm putting stuff out. But dude, this resistance thing—it got me right now, bro. Like bad. Like I don't know what to do.
I mean, everybody gets some writer's block now and then.
It's not really writer's block because I can write other, like, if you were to be like, hey, just write a song and it wasn't going towards this album, I could do that. Like, it only takes me 3 hours to write a song. But the thing about this album is I'm trying to communicate like some spiritual awakenings that I've had. And you can't really do that with language. It's fucking hard. You know what I mean? And there's also some, hey, I'm better than you, fuck you kind of shit, like typical brash, But it's hard, man. When you have a vision in your head of how you want it to come out and what you want it to be and stuff. I just don't want to be one of these artists that put out an album every 5 years. I was a dude who every 18 months I had some project. I used to have a mixtape. What are you doing? Are you running through the bushes or something right now, bro?
No, I'm sitting on my front porch, man. It's a beautiful day.
Oh, it's the wind. Oh, it sounded like you were running or something. I'm like, what is he doing? I just don't want to be one of these artists that, every 18 months or every 5 years I put out an album. I put out Exit 6, my last album. That was 5 years ago. Bro, you gotta go inside. It sounds like you gotta be fucking kidding me, Jeff. I just turned your shit off. I can't hear you right now. That was ridiculous. Can you go inside, please? All right, thank you. Dude, that was fucking nuts.
I be.
Yeah, so like I was saying, I don't want to be the guy that every 5 years comes, like, Dr. Dre can pull that off because he's got volumes of record sales. I'm nobody trying to make something happen. You got to be consistent if you're trying to carve out a career in this space. You can't be what I'm doing. And I'm stressed out because my day job takes all my time and energy. I can't let this dream go, though. I can't. I still am good at what I do. I've grown these skills. To get to this point of, oh, I can whip up dope beats in no time, it's not right for me to get to that point and then just stop. Stopping isn't an option.
Well, I hope that isn't even a thought in your brain right now.
I mean, it does exist as a potentiality of thought in my brain, but I'm a guy, I'll be at it until the day I die, bro. It's just I want to get more music out, even if nobody listens to it. It's just that finish line. It's resistance. Have you ever heard of a book called The War of Art?
Yes.
Yeah, you have, right? I think I talked to you about it. It just spells it all out for you. It's, hey, you're having these problems because of this. Oh shit. There's a force in the universe, whether or not you really want to accept it, and that force in the universe is resistance. It makes you stop from growing. It's just, I don't know why it exists, but let's say you want to get in really great shape. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll go to the gym tomorrow.
I'll do it tomorrow. Yeah. I'll do it tomorrow.
That is it. That is the thing about resistance. And man, I've been falling for it, bro. Bad. You know? I'm really hoping that that I can get
there,
by it.
There,
you know?
There also is prioritizing, you know, like,
right.
Yeah. I mean, what's most important in, you only have so much time to do so much.
Right. Yeah. I always remind myself that because, you know, if I had made money, at the earliest part of my career, and don't get me wrong, I've made significant money from shows and stuff in the past, not enough to live off of, but enough to be like, all right, this rap shit's working out for me in a little bit, but not enough to be able to just do that, you know?
Right.
I've had enough. I've had a taste. Like, here you go. You know, I want our stage. You know what our stage is? It was you'd upload your song to it, right? And then people vote on the music. And if you win the grand prize, you get $1,000. I won that once. Which to me, that was kind of a big deal. That was right when RJ was, my son was being born. So that $1,000, man, whoo, that came in handy. Because after I won that $1,000, then I lost my job. And I was married to somebody at the time that was not cool about anything ever. So all I got was grief and bullshit. But part of me wants to also just full metal, pedal to the metal, take the consequences as they come of just being an artist. You know, just do my art always. Because really all you have as an artist is the ability to work.
How I see it is if you want to be an artist, you've got to have a side hustle. You got to have something on the side.
Right. Yeah, on the side.
Simple as that.
Yeah, right. But what I have right now is day job, demanding all my time, energy, giving it like 45, 46 hours a week. You know, then I come home. I want to be in great shape. So, I, you know, an hour of my day goes to working out. And then I'm tired. It's like, all right, cool. All my energy's gone. I no longer, you know, have time to pursue my craft. And I also want to learn how to, like, you know, play guitar more proficiently. I want to learn how to get really good at piano. It's just, I wish there was time. I really just don't feel like there's time. And I also want to do this podcast with you, man. I think this could really be something. I think it'd be fun. You know, it'd be a fun outlet to have this grow and... You know,
I've been enjoying it.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great adventure in internet wisdom of sorts. But, yeah, man. It's a struggle. I think if I wasn't a single father, this shit would be, like, phenomenally easier, you know? But the odds are completely stacked against me. I mean, statistically, everything's stacked against me. It's just, it is what it is. But still, I persist anyway. You got to give me a pat on the back for that. I'm not backing down like a biatch just because shit's hard. So
that's right.
Yeah. No, God damn it. Always laughing at me. I don't know why they're always laughing at me. Yeah. So we need to work on getting more guests. I had a guest okie doke me. This comedian was going to come on. He was like, yeah, I'll call you later today. And that was 5 days ago. No phone call. So I don't know. We also were kind of fly on the seat of our pants of when we were actually going to record this week too. I didn't know if I was going to come over or what we were going to do, but.
Yeah, no, none of this shit is planned.
Yeah. None of this.
Who are we going to talk to? Oh, let's call this guy.
Yeah, none of this makes any sense, you know, but it's fun.
My buddy Aaron wanted to come on.
Oh yeah. What's Aaron's story?
He's come a long way with weight loss, like huge,
like me.
Complete transformation.
I mean, you saw that picture of me holding my newborn son. That was me at my
fitness. Yeah, you're a little chubby.
Like, yeah, I was 250. I weigh 185 now. I was 250 then. What is this? What kind of weight did this guy lose?
This dude lost like 80 to 100 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, that's impressive. We could talk to him about it. Fuck it. I mean, I could commiserate with him. because, you know, I've gone through the same shit. The only difference is he did like 40 more pounds than me, I guess. But still, I can understand, you know, so.
He's shorter than you, too.
Yeah.
It's, so it's like.
There's different ways that you carry weight, you know? When I carried the weight, it was all in my gut and on... Dude, you know what the most embarrassing part of my fatness was when I was at my fattest?
Your ass.
No, my ass was just flat and Irish like it's always been. It it was my titties. I had big fat man breasts. Big fat man boobs.
Big man titties?
Oh, my God. I can... Dude, I had a newborn son... And I remember I had my shirt off, and he, like, grabbed at me like he did when he was breastfeeding with his mom. And I was like, ah, fuck! And that's when I knew. I remember that was the beginning of me being like, I got a problem. I got to do something.
Oh, that's good.
Nice and embarrassing for the podcast.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Well, no. Hey, man, the last one I thought was awesome, and it flopped in comparison to the other ones. Dude, it was such a good show with Kilogram or Hush the Kid or whatever he wants to call himself. It was such an awesome show, and nobody listened to it. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, man. I mean, yeah. We have more subscribers now by the number of two than we did last week, and not a lot of people checked it out. I don't know. You know, that's not a knock on him. I haven't, you know, I've done nothing different. I did the same amount of, hey, people, I've got a podcast that I normally do. I think what it is we talked about skateboarding a lot.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm fine with talking about anything with anybody. But I had one person who listened, like, who said, yeah, I turned it off because I didn't know what you guys were talking about. You know, people don't know what these tricks are. You know, I was like,
well, they gotta listen to figure it out. I mean,
and also Kilogram is interesting. I mean, he was talking about being homeless and how he got product, and his parents thought he was like stealing shit. I mean, I think the whole dude's life is interesting. I don't know, but that's the way that success works. You know what I mean? Things are up, things are down, things are left, things are right. You know, that's how it go. So.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Oh, over here. You know what I'm saying, eh? I really want to get this Richard Cooper guy on the show, man. Yeah, so you gotta catch up on some reading, bro. You gotta read The Unplugged Alpha. That's one thing. You gotta do that. That's that Richard Cooper book where he talks about, you know, how women work, essentially.
All right, there's another book?
Yeah, you should read,
American. Same guy from the same guy.
No, different book. American Kingpin with about Ross Ulbricht.
Oh,
I mean, that one's just like an entertaining read. That first one I mentioned, The Unplugged Alpha, that is going to be like a necessity read. Like, dude, read this. This is going to fix a lot of areas of your life, and it really will. I mean, if you follow the advice, the whole thing with American Kingpin, that was just an entertaining read. And it's a good look into the mind and life of somebody who, you know, did something shitty. That was a shitty move. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got some news for you, too. Did you hear about your boy? Your boy Donald Trump?
What about him?
He had a huge rally. See if I can find anything on YouTube about it. Donald Trump rally 2021. Yeah, he had a really big, oh my God. Yeah, thousands were packing the grounds like yesterday at Lorain County Fairgrounds.
What state?
You know, I don't know where the fuck this is. Oh, Wellington, Ohio.
Ohio, okay.
In Wellington, Ohio. I'm here in Wellington, Ohio. I can hear him just already in my head. Dude, this YouTube video, apparently he talked straight for 2 hours and 10 minutes. Giuliani, Mayor Giuliani, had his license taken away. He can't practice law anymore.
Did you hear? Good.
Yeah. Dude, I used to
have, piece of shit.
When the dude was mayor of the United States, what the fuck is wrong with me? When the guy was the mayor of New York City.
New York City.
Yeah, yep. when 9/11 happened and shit, I remember looking at him like the dude was such a hero. You know?
What did he actually do, though?
He was the mayor of a city when it got attacked by people that wanted to kill everybody, you know? So I'm just going to... See, this is a long-ass YouTube video.
People kind of overlooked how much of a piece of shit he was just because the city was going through such a rough time.
Yeah.
I think that's what it comes down to.
Oh, you wonderful piece of shit. That's what people were saying to themselves. So this YouTube video of Trump's rally is, it's like 3 hours long. But I'm going to just drop the needle randomly on it. I just want to hear what this asshole said.
Defeat the radical Democrats, and we have no choice. You know that, right? We have no choice. And we're going to elect an amazing slate of proud American first Republicans next year. America first.
America first.
You never used to hear that expression, did you? You hear it plenty now. After just 5 months, the Biden administration is already a complete and total catastrophe. I told you.
Are they booing him or are they booing
him? Crime is surging. Murders are soaring. Police departments are being gutted.
Everybody's fucked because I'm not president. I don't know, man. I think every president deals with the ripple effect of the last presidency.
Yeah, so, yeah, this is different, though. This is a horse of a different color.
It's a horse of a different color. Yeah, but what I would like to address with Trump is what the fuck did that asshole do to set Biden up for success? Nothing. The dude created a situation where people stormed the fucking Capitol. He didn't go, oh, man, we got to, you know, respect democracy and let's welcome our new president. And this is what we got to do to make sure that the shift of power is seamless. And no, none of that. He just went.
No, he was like, let's burn this motherfucker down. And people were like, yeah,
burn this motherfucker down. Yeah, that's how he was. Burn this MF down.
Yeah. We ain't got no time for that. Sorry, bro. Bye.
May I interject for a second? As a Burger Shack employee for the past 3 years, if there's one thing I've learned, it's that if you're craving White Castle, the burgers here just don't cut it. In fact, just thinking about those tender little White Castle burgers, those little itty-bitty grilled onions that just explode in your mouth like flavor crystals every time you bite into one, this makes me want to burn this motherfucker down.
one of the greatest moments of
Oh, that is that's like, perfect,
oh,
dude.
Oh, man. Those burgers are so yummy and fuck this shit. I'm going to burn it down. Dude, he goes nuts. I think the next scene is him.
Come on, Boogie, let's burn this motherfucker down.
He just fucking hell rips yeah. shit. Yeah. I mean, that is what Trump did, though, man. He wasn't, you know. The whole thing is that you're supposed to want the system to work. And I'm not, you know, guys, people listening out there in podcast land, all 15 or 20 of you, I dropped the fucking YouTube needle randomly on the YouTube record. And I got to a point of him being like, total disaster after a mere 5 months. Bleh. You're supposed to want the shit to work. It doesn't matter who the president is. Undermining the current president is bad on you. I really hope Donald Trump somehow listens to the Brass Show. It's one thing to criticize, you fucking orange asshole. It's one thing to criticize, but you are undermining. Because you're not just a regular citizen. Even if you You know, you're the former president of the United States. You're 45. The current guy is 46. And I understand that you also want to be 47. But it ain't going to happen.
There's no way he's in his 40s.
What? No. 45th president of the United States. Biden is the 46th president of the United States. No, I think Donald Trump's like in his early 70s.
Yeah. 71, 72.
You're putting it on 72?
72.
75.
Oh.
Yeah, he just had a birthday this month on the 14th. So he's 75. I mean, he's old. Howard Stern was talking about him when he got elected president. He was like, you only have 10 summers left. Why are you doing this? And it's true. Donald Trump's out of time, man. He'll be 78. He'll be, actually, I think he'll be 79 by the time he, if he tries to run again. He'll almost be an octogenarian.
Well, I'd want Bernie to be president, even if it was just for one term or half a term.
That's a good point. I would like Bernie to be president to just set up the next person. I mean, his ideals and stuff are just, you can't beat it, you know? I would have voted for Bernie if I thought it mattered. But I knew that they were going to fuck that guy over. I just knew it was going to happen. You know, there was nothing that could stop it. The decision was going to be made.
Yeah.
He was going to get fucked over. It's just what it is. Now what are you doing?
Me?
Oh, you're standing near your air conditioner.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Suddenly. Yeah. So Melania Trump is 51. Barack Obama is 59. Could Barack Obama be president again? Is that possible? Or it's just once you've had your two terms, you can never be president again?
Nope. One or two and done.
For your entire life. There's no going back.
No going back. Nope.
Because I mean, if Biden is as old as he is and Trump is as old as he is, I would love for Barack Obama to come back again. When he was president, it was not a bad time in my life. It just wasn't.
I mean, I would like that too, but that can't happen.
Yeah. So wait, if Donald Trump gets reelected, can he do two terms? I don't think he can. He can only be president one more time, right?
Oh, that's a good question. I would hope.
If Donald Trump gets re-elected, can he do two terms? All right. On November 12th of 2020, after his loss to Joe Biden, Donald Trump will be licking his wounds, but could he make a comeback in the future? What are the rules on presidential terms? The U.S. Constitution is clear that any president cannot serve more than two full terms or 8 years in the White House. However, if someone takes over the presidency for less than 2 years, for example, after the death of a successor, they can run for two more terms in their own right. So even if Trump got reelected, he could only do 4 years. He couldn't. Okay. He couldn't. All right. Yeah, he can't do, you know.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, because I was about to say, Gerald Ford, I think, I don't know shit about our own history. I'm an idiot. I don't know nothing. I really don't, dude. There are, like, huge gaps in my knowledge from just skipping class and smoking blunts, you know? Just not going or paying attention. It's bad. And it's funny, because I got two college degrees that were not easy to get, but the foundation of shit, like basic algebra, ain't there. Because I just wasn't paying attention. I totally did not show any respect to any high school teacher. Skipped as much as I could and only graduated because they didn't want to deal with my crusty ass anymore. Had nothing to do with anything. What?
I kind of feel the same. You know how I know? Because I've been watching a lot of Jeopardy lately. And when they say the answer, I'm like, damn.
Like, you're like, damn, breathe into the phone weird.
I should have known that.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens a lot with me too, where people are like, hey, this common thing that you should know. And I'm like, I don't know that. And they're like, how do you not know that? And I'm like, because blunts and skipping class. That's why. What fuck do you think I would pay attention to that for? But at least I got my act together when I went to college. Sort of. I mean, when I first went to community college, I really wasn't doing that great either. You know, I was like a child still. Hey, Jeff, we really got to talk about the fact that when you drag your phone across surfaces and stuff, when you hear this back, you're going to be like, oh, I didn't realize that it sounded that terrible.
Yeah, I have no idea. Sorry.
It's all right. It's all right, my friend. But hey, what are we doing for the 4th of July? I'm coming to your place.
Yeah, man. Let's go swimming. Let's grill up some food.
Guzzle booze.
That as well.
Yeah, man. I've been so good with the alcohol intake lately. I've cut back to like nothing.
Some flour?
Oh, yeah, definitely some flour. And you know what's funny? It'll be the first Independence Day where it is not illegal.
Yeah.
That'll be great.
It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, man. Definitely twisting and burning legally. Popo can't touch. That's great. Dude, I can't believe we're going from a world where they would literally put you in jail. They would put your ass in jail. Oh, you have weed? You're going to jail.
Do you think the cops are going to pull a dick move and, like, on the 3 days before it becomes legal, they're going to, like, go on a rampage and try and pull people over?
No, I don't think so, because on the first, they begin the annulment process of people who were non-violent drug offenders for just weed.
Oh, so thank
God. So if you were somebody who got, you know, poked for, did you ever catch that? Was that one of yours? Did you get one of those?
Yeah, but it wasn't. I think it was nollied or.
Does it come up on your background check? Because if it did before, it won't anymore, starting on the first. So you got nothing to worry about. Getting popped for that must be. I'm amazed that it never happened to me. I came really close once. I remember this dude, Dave, that I was friends with. His car broke down, right? And the guy was on the side of the road. And he left a tobacco pipe, which clearly wasn't used for tobacco. So the guy is on the side of the road, pulled over, you know, with his flashers on. I have his pipe that he left. He didn't tell me it was in there. It was in my center console. And you remember Benzo. That thing was always a dirt machine. I never cleaned it. Piles of shit all over the car. So I had no idea it was in there, right? I pull up behind my friend who, you know, is pulled over on the side of the road, and out of nowhere, police. Pew! What's going on? Oh, we don't know. His car's broken down. I'm here to help him. I'm going to give him a ride if nothing else. And the cop shines his light into my car and he goes, hey, who smokes a pipe? And I was like a deer in the headlights. I'm like, fuck. And this is how corny the laws were. Fuck, my whole future's going to evaporate. I'm not going to, you know, because I can't get student loans if I get caught for that. You know, I should have known. I knew the risks, but I didn't think that somebody else was going to leave that in there. And as soon as that cop was like, who smokes a pipe? I was like, oh, no, I'm about to get popped for, you know. That guy was such bad news, Dave. He was just, you know, I'm going to get into a fight because of this kid. He's going to steal something from me. I don't know what about me back then.
Wasn't he staying at your house for a little bit?
Yeah, he lived with me for a little while and stole from me. And then I realized, you know, hey, you're a piece of shit. Get the fuck out of here. You know, and he acted like he was such an innocent party and shit. It was just, he sucks, man. You know, and then you find out that he burns everybody he knows. He's one of these people that only gives a fuck about himself, you know. That's what it is, man. There are certain people in the world you got to watch out for. Kind of like Gary, will not say his last name. That guy, massive twat over the years. You know, I'm going to steal your skateboard, break it. And then when you get mad that I stole your skateboard, I'll steal another skateboard and break that one and put it back for you to find it. Fucking asshole. What a fucking douchebag that guy was.
I know. Don't tell me about it. I had to live with him for 8 months.
Oh, yeah? That must have been fun.
Oh, it was torture.
I'll never forget in 2001 when we got that hotel room and we had those boomers. Well, I had boomers. You were nowhere near the boomers, but I had a thing of shrooms and I had tripped out earlier that day and then it was like, all right, that wore off. Now I'm going to, you know, drink in a hotel room. And we invited out our friends.
Is it the hotel room right by our job?
Yeah. Yep. It was like after.
Right by Jams?
Yep. Right at Jams restaurant. This was, you know, 20 years ago. So no one's coming after us. But I'll never forget Gary was drunk, just a drunk idiot. He's in the parking lot. And this guy is behaving as if other human beings aren't around. He's screaming, give me shrooms! And saying my full name, too. My first and last name. Chris Rapple! Give me some shrooms! Just acting like an idiot. asking me for illegal drugs in a parking lot. I'm looking up at this guy who's definitely in Mystic on a vacation, looking down at us like, these fucking assholes are being loud and obnoxious. You know? And I'm looking at this guy. I make eye contact with him. And I'm like, Gary, shut the fuck up and get away from me. Get the fuck away from me. And the guy finally was like, oh, it finally has occurred to me that I shouldn't be screaming about illegal drugs at the top of my lungs in a parking lot. That guy was, you know, an arrest waiting to happen. I'm amazed that I never got popped with him because he always made the stupid decision. Always. Never made a smart decision when I was around him. And it took me a while to wisen up to the fact, like, wait, I can choose my friends?
Like, maybe I shouldn't hang around with this guy.
This guy is a giant piece of shit. And, you know, I used to be blind to it. I am not blind to it anymore. Whenever somebody is, you know, I don't have a brain in my skull and I'm going to just say and do stupid things continuously, you know? Yeah, I'll never forget when I called your house and he answered. That was a great one. I was, hello? Hey, is Jeff there? Or no, that's not what I said. I'm like, Jeff, is that you? Nope, not even close. And I'm thinking to myself immediately, like, who is this? Who is this? And then I'm like, oh, God, it's Gary. But out of reflex, I just go, who is this? And he goes, it's Gary, man. And I'm like, oh, great. It's Gary, man. And then I was just like, yeah, okay. And I'm like, can you just let Jeff know that I called? And he's like, eh. And I could tell he was upset that I did not give a fuck that he was on the phone. He just, what was his story to you about that? Chris was such an asshole on the phone. I'm Gary. I don't remember that. I'm a douche. You know?
That's it, in a nutshell.
Like, I'm happy to talk to him after he, you know, stole from me and then was like, I'm going to kick his ass because he caught me stealing from him. It's a fucking douchebag, that guy. He's just wrong in every capacity. Like, everything he does in his life is wrong. You know? Everything. The way he treats people and shit. It's just going to catch up with him. It's got to. I think it already kind of has, from what you've told me. You know?
Yeah.
Your dad made him cry, which I just, props for that. High five, you know?
Did he?
Yeah, that's what you told me. Some shit about taking a ride up the street, and then the cops came, and then your dad started yelling, and
he went,
I could just see him. And wasn't he like 32 at the time? I mean, look, I understand emotions are powerful things, but crying in your, you know, 30s over that shit is just, it's, I don't know, you shouldn't be crying. You shouldn't be crying. If you're making decisions that are getting you in trouble, you shouldn't be crying about it afterwards. You know? You're halfway to 60. You know what I mean? I can understand at like 14, 15, even then it's like, come on, man, you made your decisions. Shouldn't be going, Dad's yelled at me. So the only revenge I can have is to live well and talk to about him whenever I damn well please on this podcast. But yeah, no last names. Rary. Even the time I met him, Rary was, you know,
Rary.
The first time I met him, he was an asshole to me. What should we call him? Gary? What would be a good, because, you know.
Rary.
Well, I know Rary, but, you know, he's a man with two last names. Gary Leonard. That's what I'll call him. Gary Leonard for now.
Leonard.
Yeah, I remember the first time I met that asshole.
We'll call him Leonard.
Leonard. I remember, I didn't know what his first name was because, you know, Ledyard High School, everybody calls you by your last name. Everywhere I went, hey, Rapple, what's up, Rapple? Hey, Rapple. So Gary was in the library. The first time I talked to him, I remember he had just come from Norwich, you know, typical parents divorced, was living with his dad or whatever. Then he moved in with his mom, and you had known him for years, but we had never gone to school with him. When did you go to school with Gary? Because I remember he popped in halfway through high school for me, junior year.
I met him.
Uh-oh. I lost you. Fuck.
Yep.
Yeah, you there?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so how'd you meet him?
I met him in sixth grade. The summer leading into sixth grade.
And then you went to sixth grade with him, right? For a while?
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah, see, I didn't know I had no idea that he existed. You never brought him up to me. He was just a nondescript character. But then I bumped into him in the fucking library. And people were like, you know, using his last name. Hey, Leonard. And he would answer. And first time I met him, like, hey, what's up, man? Set. Like, just being shitty attitude, Gary. Fucking Rary. And I'm talking to him and he's giving me a shit attitude, but I'm just like, whatever. I just met him. He's not, you know, it's nothing personal. Little did I know that that's just who he is. He's just, you know, why be nice to anybody? It doesn't get you anything, you know? But, I was like, hey, you know, Jeff Chimura, the Chimichanga. He's like, yeah. He's a good friend of mine. I'm like, yeah, I'm good friends with him too, man. And you skate? Yeah. I'm a really good skateboarder. Oh, all right. And, Leonard, what's your last name? And he goes, Leonard. And I'm like, your fucking name is Leonard? Because he was trying to be shitty and it did not work. And I'm like, your fucking name is Leonard? And it caught him off guard because he thought he was just going to be shitty and then I was going to back down. And he goes, no, my first name's Gary. And that was it. I was like, okay, all right, your first name's Gary. I'm like, why? I think I asked him too. I was like, why are you giving me shit, man? I'm just trying to figure out who you are. And he's like, oh, and then he was cool to me for about a year before he like started stealing shit from me and stuff. And I don't know, man. Now I know anybody who steals from anybody that is not your friend. That's somebody who's going to front on you like they're your friend, but they're not your friend, man. They don't give a fuck about you. Somebody steals from you. That's a clear indication of fuck you. I don't give a fuck, you know?
Yeah, so, if somebody steals from you, fuck them. If yep. Gary's definitely stolen from me.
Yeah, he took a fishing pole, right, or something?
Fishing pole and some other stuff, too, so.
Yeah, you're a forgiving person. You really are. I know you are.
More than I should be.
Yeah, I know, way more than you should be. Because if that was me and the whole thing with, you know, just no. Dude, that guy did so many things that I was... You know, this is downright inexcusable and unacceptable to me. I don't know. Like, he was amazed that after I caught him, you know, Zach popped the trunk open. There's half my skateboard. The guy, the thing that pissed me off about it, if he had just been like, hey, I borrowed your board and I broke it, I'd be like, oh, that sucks, man. Well, can you just, like, hook me up with, like, $40 or something? But he didn't want to do that. Instead of just doing that, which that dude, that's not a big deal. If he had just been like, hey, I stole your shit. I borrowed it in my way. You know, I was going to give it back to you. I didn't anticipate breaking it like I did. It was an, because I know he broke it on accident. I don't think he, you know, threw it into traffic and got it run over. He tried to kickflip a five stair and then snapped the deck. I mean, it happens. I used to break boards like that too. It just, you know, whatever. But, yeah, instead he hides it, doesn't tell me the truth about it at all, and lets me look for it. He let me go, dude, I went everywhere. I went to Dan's house. I went to Zach's house. I went to your house. You were like, hey, you know, you should probably just stop looking for it. And I remember being like, Gary has something to do with this. I don't know. I'll talk to Gary. And I went to, hey, Gary, have you seen my board, man? No, I don't know. Huh. It must be at somebody else's house. Dude, everywhere. All he had to do was tell the truth. And I would have been immediately okay. I would have made him pay me $40. But that's what, you know. But because my friendship to him was worth less than $40. So then when I found out that he was being a lying piece of shit to me, he expected me to just be like, no, that's fine. It's absolutely okay that you stole from me. Hop in the car. Let's go to New Haven to Toad's Place and go see Dilated Peoples. You know, remember that show? That's where we first saw Supernatural.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
It was that night. Yep.
Yeah. It was a fucking lit show. Gary gets mad that I tell him to go fuck off. And he's like, but I bought tickets. I'm like, fuck you. I bought a skateboard that I don't have. That was my logic behind it. You don't want to be honest? Fuck you. I'm not giving you a ride and you don't have a car. So, you know, I left him there, and then he wanted to beat me up at school. He made this fucking scene at school, grabbed me, threw me against the lockers, you know? And to retaliate against me, he fucking stole another skateboard from me, snapped it, and then put it back for me to find in the backseat of my car. Clown.
He did that a second time?
Yeah, he did it twice. Dude, he did it as retribution. And my mom worked with his mom, or not his mom, but his stepmom at Foxwoods Casino years and years and years ago. Apparently, that fucking psychotic cunt did something to piss his... He was mad at his stepmom. So he took his stepmom's clothes and cut them in half with a pair of scissors. The guy is fucking psychotic, man. So, you know, when I found out that he was dating your sister, I was like, this is just not good. I remember, like, I was like, at all costs, avoid this guy. He's nuts. And I remember talking to you and him, you being like, yeah, you know, he's been my friend for a decade. And then, oh, music to my ears when you were like, fuck Gary. I fucking hate Rary. I hate that guy. I was like, yes. Let the darkness consume you, Jimmy. Let the darkness take over everything. Yes.
Yeah, it was, it took a little bit for me to come to, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've got a forgiving nature about you, man. You can't fault you for that. You know, somebody's got to do something pretty fucking substantial to make you be like, yo, fuck that guy.
Yeah. This is true.
You know what I do reminisce about, and I wasn't even there for it? Was when all of Ledgerd had your back. When those kids fucked up your windshield or your car or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Zach, rest in peace to that homie, got the whole town together to fuck up shit. Anyway, we should talk about that on the next episode, bro. We hit the hour, so.
Word.
BrashHipHop.com, check it out. The YouTube channel is called Brash TV. Search that up. New episodes every Tuesday. I just muted Chimmy's mic because for the life of me, I don't know why he makes so much goddamn background noise. But love you guys. Peace.